I'm going to be honest, this is getting kind of hard to keep up with.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. I mean, I don't even know how to keep up with this. It's crazy. The commitments are coming left and right. It doesn't matter if you've already had one earlier in the day. You could have another one in the evening. Auburn gets another big one. Lockard, Kirby Smart again. We're going to talk about that, and then I can talk about who's next, but it's probably completely useless because who knows? There could be another big one pop today. They come so fast. But it's – can't complain. Can't complain. It definitely gives us stuff to talk about. But let's just jump right into it. Last night, after Auburn had landed their big offensive line target, Reed Ramsire, later on that evening, the bat signals go out. And this was around, you know, close to 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. The bat signals go out, and not long after that, the commitment of Chance Gilbert is announced. Chance Gilbert, a safety from Sharpsburg, Georgia, East Coweta High School, kind of came out of the blue. And this is a big one. This is as big as it – just about as big as it gets. Is almost the best player in the class now. Number 55 overall player in the class, according to Rivals Industry Average. The only player Auburn has in its class that's higher rated is Mycen Johnson-Cook, and he's at 50. So just to kind of give you an example of the level of player this is, yeah, man, he came in for a visit this weekend, and I got to be honest, I didn't even really – talk about him visiting because I just didn't think this is just the kind of kid Georgia gets. This is just the kind of kid that is a Georgia kid, hands down. Like, they're going to get top 100 players that are from the state of Georgia just about like 9 times out of 10, it feels like. You may get a unicorn every now and then, every 10 years or so, like a Derrick Brown. But for the most part, all these kids are going to go to Georgia. Well, at least as of now, not Chance Gilbert. Just incredible, man. Like I said, safety. He's listed as a cornerback on Rivals. I think Auburn's recruiting him as a safety. His film shows him playing both, so he's super versatile. He even plays some wide receiver for his high school, East Coweta. That's a 6A school in Georgia. So big school. Not a 6A. It's a AAA school in Georgia. If the name sounds familiar, Carsten Bailey, remember from the late 90s, wide receiver that was just incredible. A little over 800 yards receiving, I think, in that 1997 SEC championship appearance year. I'm like honestly kind of speechless to even talk about it. It's just the way this run has gone, man, is just blowing my mind. It's blowing my mind. DBs in general, Auburn has had some really good, like a really good run on DBs at times. Okay. And you did have Anquan Fagans, and you did have, particularly at safety, Anquan Fagans and Eric Winters. Those were both top 100 players. Before that, you really got to go all the way back to 2000 and I think 11 or 12. Arike Florence from Valley, that's the like last top 100 DB you landed. And I know that there was some unprecedented times from the high school recruiting on the high school recruiting front as far under Hugh Freeze, and you got those two guys. But dang, man, it Auburn just doesn't really grab a lot of these kind of kids. They get some good ones, but to get a top 100 guy, he's right at 6 foot, 180 pounds, probably going to be that lurker, you know, field safety. One of the, you know, free safety, those ones that, you know, just lurk back there, center fielder. That was a lot of his interceptions on his film were that. Like, you're just kind of back there hanging around and you're just erasing deep balls. I'm still kind of just speechless even talking about it. Adding Chance in, that gets your ranking up to, I think, 11th is what I see. 11th and 4th in the SEC. So that was one that was not really, when I was looking at potential projections for the class and looking at, you know, how high could they actually go, that was not one I was counting. That was not one that I was like adding in the list to kind of do the math to figure things out. So that's a huge shot in the arm right there, adding in, again, another top 100 player. Now you got three in the class and potential to add a couple more. So when you can get those top 100 players, when you're getting those type of guys, you're getting dudes that can come in and play right away, and you're looking at guys that, they hit way more than they miss. Just look at the NFL draft and look at how those things play out. But yeah, Tim Banks killing it. He was one of the lead recruiters. DJ Durkin, again, killing it. We've been having a little bit of a run on defensive guys as of late. I don't think that'll stop. You kind of did a lot of your damage on the offense early on. So it'll probably even out as far as like offensive players and defensive players. But man, this defensive class is looking nice. I mean, you got Chance Gilbert. You got Isaac McNeil. He's 103 in the country. Donovan Moore, 133. Kareem Palmer. I mean, I'm digging this class. And there's still some to go, and we're going to talk about who those potentially could be here in just a bit. But let me know how you feel about this one, man. Who was expecting this one? It was another one of those guessing games. When the bat signal went out, who is it? And then all of a sudden, a couple of the recruiting analysts, national recruiting analysts, for On3 and a couple other spots started putting in predictions from Chance Gilbert. And I'm like, there's just no way. Really? Chance Gilbert? And then what's funny is, you know, usually this would be like a Hayes Fawcett guy. Like, this would be one where you get Hayes Fawcett to do the graphic and everything, because this is just a high impact, high reach guy. But I think it happened so fast. Like, I think they made the decision like so quickly. I don't even think he had time to like get Hayes the graphics. So he had a different account do his commitment graphic for him and get it out. And that's another thing I like about this staff and the way they're doing things. It's like, we're not loading up and dripping out commitments with a bunch of silence. No, man, if we get somebody and we get them locked, we're getting them announced and we're getting them in the class. And then whatever off the field you have, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about NIL, whatever kind of agreement or whatever you got going on off the field, you go ahead and make sure you got that locked in. They're getting it done. And I got news for you. If you're a recruit and you're wanting your day, you're wanting your day to shine, brother, you probably ain't gonna get it with this class, especially if there's another guy that's ready to pop. Like, they're not shy at all of dropping out multiple commitments in a single day. They're not shy. That's how many now? That's like in the last 10 days, that's three days where you've had multiple commits in the same day. It's really unprecedented to have this many guys this early and to be where you are in the beginning of June is just crazy to me. Kudos, man. Kudos to the staff. They're killing it. Now you got to retain them, and now you got to keep going. Lockering Kirby is always fun. Lockering Kirby is my favorite pastime. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a shout-out to buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're a business owner, it's less than $1 a day. And if you're an Auburn listener, you're listening here and you're an Auburn fan and you want to do business with Auburn people, start at buyauburn.com. We got everything from realtors to restaurants to landscapers to birthday celebration folks. Like, we got everything. So show them some love. It's buyauburn.com. And then speaking of doing business with Auburn people, if you're in the area, the East Alabama area, and you need a realtor, hit me up, kylerush@kw.com. I got some really unique investment opportunities. I got 4 townhomes that are under $300,000. They do your yard for you. They got a swimming pool. It's fantastic. And we even have some proven game day revenue from them that we can show you. Hit me up. It's kylerush@kw.com. We'll be back right after this. Lockering Kirby, you know, whoever the Alabama coach is at the time. Saban was fun on occasion when you would get one of the, you know, the good ones. Locker, but putting Kirby in a locker, man, feels better than most anybody. He just doesn't miss on the recruiting trail. Georgia doesn't miss, particularly with kids in Georgia. And you can have a, I'm trying to think of a good term for it. You can manufacture a quote unquote lockering. By the way, somebody did this and this just makes me laugh. This graphic right here. It's Alex Golish shoving Kirby into a locker. This looks like an episode of possibly Saved by the Bell. I can't quite tell, but anyway. You can manufacture a lockering, and what do I mean by that? Like, I'm not saying that this is one of them, but take a guy like a Kareem Palmer. Take a guy like a Kareem Palmer or a guy like Jalen Moore. Those kind of guys probably can list a Georgia offer. Like Jalen Moore lists a Georgia offer. And Georgia may have been hot and heavy on Jalen Moore. Like, don't get me wrong. But there's a difference between like having an offer and then like Georgia going all out for you. You know what I mean? Like, that's a huge difference. And Auburn's won some of the PR lockerings. The PR battles with guys like that on occasion. But it's really hard to point to too many top 100 type players from the state of Georgia that has multiple players from that high school actually go to Georgia and win those battles. And you've kind of done it 2 times here recently. One of them with a state of Alabama guy in Isaac McNeil, who's borderline top 100 player. And then the very next week, you pull a rabbit out of the hat and lock up Chance Gilbert. If you ever had any doubts, if you ever had any concerns, now there is a longevity piece about this. Okay, you got to go win on the field. I understand all that. What happens if, you know, they can't show results? Can they still do this? I understand they're selling a little bit of hype right now. It's sort of a card that new coaches have that others don't. It's something new. But you know what? It's just like when you buy a car, that new car smell eventually fades away. And then it's about production. So it remains to be seen the longevity, but if you ever had any concerns of how this staff could hold up competing with the Georgias of the world, with the Alabamas of the world, there's not many of them, and they're both right there on both sides of you, and your recruiting ground is their recruiting ground. Could they go toe-to-toe with them? And so far, look, it's looking really, really good. And you got another chance this coming up weekend to maybe put the finishing touches on a Carlos May who just left a Georgia visit as high as you possibly could be after a visit. And I don't mean that how that could possibly be taken. As far as he is fired up about Georgia right now. Kirby wants Carlos May. If you could do that again three times, what's Carlos's ranking? Carlos May, so you got 55 overall in the country, Chance Gilbert, 103, Isaac McNeil, and then you got 165 in Carlos May, and those are their rankings in the country. Like that's what their player ranking is overall of all the players in the country. You locker Kirby for those three guys, I don't even know that like Hugh Freeze can say he did anything like that. Sure, you got a DeMarcus Riddick and you got a Joseph Phillips. You won some battles, but I don't think there's many coaches that can say they went toe-to-toe with Kirby with three guys inside like the top 170 players in the country and got all three of them. That's crazy work. That's crazy work right there. So kudos to the staff. Kudos to Golish. He ain't scared. He ain't scared of nothing. I don't care how many national titles you have. I don't care how many playoff appearances you have. If I want somebody, I'm going to go get them. I may not get all of them, but I'm going to win my fair share of battles. And that's really all you ask of an Auburn coach, man. Just don't get completely shut out on the field and off the field. Hey, go win some of your battles and then coach them up and you can win some ball games. So who's next? Dadgummit, every time you think you know who it's going to be, someone else pops. Every time you think you got a bead on this thing, another shoe drops. It's kind of crazy. You feel like it's going to be Ryan Jackson on Wednesday. He's announcing live on Rivals YouTube page. I don't know the time right off the top of my head, but that's who you think it's going to be. But dadgummit, I mean, who knows what happens today? You got guys like James Branch, who I feel like Auburn would commit. I mean, he would commit to Auburn on the spot. Another safety. And it could be a situation where now that they've got their big dog, Chance Gilbert, now they understand how that room could play out. So maybe you go ahead and you offer a guy like James Branch, who's got incredibly high upside, a physical athletic freak, who's played wide receiver a lot of his career, but all the high schools want him to play safety, and he's kind of switching to safety this year. So I think that a lot of his ranking is just the unknown. You get a guy like that, or maybe you push for a Kinnear Crump. And I don't know if that's – I hope that's how you pronounce that. Kinnear Crump from Maryland, another safety. Who knows if one of those guys popped today? If not, it does feel like it's going to be Ryan Jackson, the edge from Maryland, tomorrow. And – then you guess what? You got official visits again this weekend. So, I mean, you're at what, 16 commits now? 16 commits. And I just named about four guys that puts you at 20, and there's probably still another three or four more that are right there in the conversation of Auburn adding. And now this class that maybe initially they thought was going to be smaller is going to be one of your bigger classes. Potentially, you know, 23, 24 guys. I love it, man. This staff's learning as they go. They're not afraid to pivot. They ain't scared. And that's exactly what you need on That's what you need to be able to recruit successfully at Auburn. You got to be able to adjust. You got to be able to pivot. And when you see an opening, you got to be able to close the door. And they're doing it. Man, this is fun. As a recruiting guy, a guy that loves recruiting, you can't beat this. Let's hope they hold on to him, because you could have the makings of a really special class. Guys, let me know what you think. Are you is as hard for you to keep up with as it is for me? It's funny. It's like every other show is like, got a new commitment. It's like, how can I talk about getting a new commitment where it doesn't sound like a broken record? I know, just you insert a new guy and it creates a new conversation, but dang, it's just like the same show. I ain't mad. Are you mad? Because I ain't mad. We'll talk again soon, guys. Take it easy. We're out of here. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.